Please give some examples of artisan perfume houses.
I can.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll show the ones that are
That you
represented,
have.
at least in my collection. Maybe one of the better known artisan houses these days is Auriges Lodore.
Okay.
They've become fairly well known. Definitely artisan. So I guess we should probably say what makes a house artisan.
Yeah.
It's a totally arbitrary distinction. I don't know a lot of houses that call themselves that per se, but I would describe it as an indie house that isn't focused on mass pleasing perfumery.
Okay.
If you take the word artisan, again, it's the nature of the word is that it's a kind of highly specialized and artistic take on something, whether that be certain foods, you know, artisan cheese,
I think of it as
right?
small batch too.
For sure, that's part of
Yeah.
it. Small batch, but even some indie houses do small batch, but we wouldn't call them artisan because the products they're making, the fragrances they're making are fairly like they're kind of luxury niche in style. They're
Okay.
meant to, like Sor Celery, I wouldn't call that an artisan brand.
I agree.
I would call
Yeah.
it an indie brand.
Okay.
She makes small batch stuff that often isn't in stock.
Yeah, but she remakes it over and over again,
Yeah.
unlike some of these, like El
Well,
Kaldi, for instance.
sure. Touche. A lot of artisan stuff, it's like once they've run out, like that's it. You're not getting any more of that. As far as I know, that's true of like everything that Auriges Lodore has done. When it's out, it's out.
Yeah.
X number of bottles were ever made, and that's it.
Yeah.
So that is one of the defining features of a artisan brand. So small batch, limited runs that aren't replaced,
Yep.
and also done in a style that is more artistic, as the name would imply. It's meant to push the envelope. It's meant to be expressive. It's a kind of personal expression of the artist, the perfumer. It's almost like they're making it for them more than that they're making it for, the masses. So, Auriges Lodore is one.
Okay. And of those, what do you have? You have Ooh
I've got Oud
Taiwan.
Taiwan, Royal Barn, Forbidden Flower, and Quirtis. These three are from the Musk collection.
Right.
I had the other two in the Musk collection that I sold off. They were just kind of too soft and I don't know. They weren't for me. So, Auriges Lodore. We'll just go down the line here. The Jinko store.
Yeah,
Okay.
JINKOH.
OH.
Can't see that
Hard to
on the
see.
label, really. Yeah.
It does actually say it on there, but
Yeah.
barely. And then I also got a sample of another one from Jinko store. So this is Tobacco Noir, is the full bottle that I own from them.
Okay.
Sherwood is probably my favorite artisan house.
Yep, Sherwood. Which name them?
So Ambrosia, Chrysos, Poseidon, Artemis, Gentleman, and Inexplicable.
And this one is his
This
favorite.
is my favorite fragrance, period, all time.
Yep,
I also have some decent sized decants of Paradise,
Oh,
which was an older one of his.
nice.
So that house is Indian Oriental style perfumery, heavy on the naturals, heavy on the animalics. These are that's a heavy ambergris tincture scent. This is a heavy musk tincture, and then musk, ambergris, and oud in Artemis,
Cool.
and lots of florals and spices and things like that.
Cool.
Okay. The House of El Kaldi. Okay.
Yeah.
You need to find his forum on Facebook
If you
if you
want
want to order and know what's up.
to.
Everything is done through that forum. So this is the one custom fragrance that I have, hence the name of it.
Sheep Ranella.
Yep. I would own probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 bottles of his stuff, if not for the
Expense.
financial side of it.
Yeah.
If I just had unlimited funds, I would have a whole bunch of his stuff. Really good quality, high natural work.
Okay, then we got St. John.
St. John, the forerunner here. The house is Frenema.
Yes.
Again, this is a limited edition, 25. I think he does remake. He's got some core line, some fragrances in his core line that I do think stay, right? He remakes them. But again, very, small batch, limited editions, very quirky, very artistic. So definitely an artisan house. One of the newer artisan houses I've gotten into is Jinx, JINX. Again, a lot of his stuff is either 100% natural or like 97% natural, emphasis on the naturals. Consistent with all of these, you're also paying a lot. Mm-hmm. This is the most expensive dollar per ml perfume I own. This little 15 ml runs for $230.
Okay.
So these aren't for everybody. Probably shouldn't even all be for me, but there you go.
Yes.
this artisan house is now defunct.
Yeah.
Suga. And then I'm going to show you others that I definitely want to get more of. This is a great little indie artisan house called Ashen Fume.
Okay.
It's similar to perhaps
Sherwood
in its style, not quite as kind of Eastern, but really, really creative work, heavy in the animalics, strong. I really like his work. Jake is the perfumer. Another great one is Scents by Skanda.
Okay.
Also focusing on heavy animalic, not really complicated blends. In fact, some of his stuff, like all the ingredients, there's like the name of his perfume is just the ingredient list. Mm. Like, which one do you have? Oh, I've got the patchouli oud musk one.
Yeah.
Right?
Got it.
So they're not super complex, but made with really high quality ingredients, very well blended. I can't get that off. That's fine. This one's called Indo-Attar. And I've got another one of his that I really like. It's called Paul's Fougere. It's like an all-natural Fougere style, as the name would imply.
Okay. I'll never forget this guy.
Oh, yeah.
My birthday present.
Yep. This is from Haven Hollow. So this is an artisanal brand. People have probably heard of Slumber House.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best comparison. So they're dense, thick, kind of syrupy sweet, heavy naturals with like, you know, it's like a house dedicated to the fall, basically. Mm-hmm. Everything is like woods and pine and maple syrup and tobacco and those kinds of notes. Beautiful. I really love this one. They have another one that I want a bottle of that I'll get at some point. And then some stuff that I don't have full bottles of. But they're great houses to know about. This one, Pictora Fragrance, we will be
doing a live.
Yes, I've got samples of the rest of the house on the way from the perfumer DL.
Yep.
And we're going to be doing a live with him coming up soon. Again, very quirky work. Very quirky. I love it. Wearable. Olympic Orchids is a female perfumer and female-owned indie house that I would put in the artisan category, again, because of how kind of creative and quirky the work is.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of our favorites, Eliza Cosmetics, who sells her stuff on Etsy.
I think that's a feminine fragrance, by the way.
I can wear whatever I want. I'm a modern man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not the boss of me. It probably is a little bit feminine.
Yeah, I'll be stealing that.
I see what you're up to. I don't know. There's a smoky, spicy quality to that.
Yeah, it's for witches. It's not for you. Just kidding.
I can be a witch if I want. You don't get to misgender me. All right. Another one. Hunane.
Okay.
This is if you want.
Okay.
Basically, the highest conceivable quality traditional French-style perfumery made with ridiculously, ridiculously expensive naturals. This stuff is expensive. It's actually fairly priced because I think they're 60 ml bottles and they go for like $700 to $900. So it's a huge chunk of change. But at $15 an ml, it's not totally crazy. Some of these are more, you know, per ml. Like, that's more per ml.
30 seconds.
These are stunning. If you want to sample, they're not super strong. They're not overly animalic. Amazing blending of some of the highest quality ingredients on the planet. So that's Hunane.
Yep. That's a lot of good houses.
There you go.